Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Arachin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah are being learned with Chosas Rabbis Rachel, Shishi was Zechariah and Reziva Kagon, Bikarav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Hagoses, someone who's at death's door. He's a sickly person who's literally about to die. Vehayotz Lahareg, someone who's being brought out to be killed. So Loi Nidar V'Loi Nerach. They're not able to be the subject of a neder or an erach, and that's because they don't have any value at all. However, Chanin Ben Akavi Omer, he says Nerach, he could be the subject of an erach, Menesh Adam of Ketuvin. That's because the value of an erach is set in the Torah. It's not totally if a person is able to be sold on the slave market. It just has to do with how old they are. And even though they're about to die, it doesn't make a difference. They still have an erech. Aval, however, einoy nidar, they cannot be the subject of a neder, menesha ein dom of ketuvin, because they don't have a set value. They don't have any value. They're about to die. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, neider umarech umakdish, this person who's being brought out to be killed or he's about to die, he could make a neder or an erech, and he can also be makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's because this has nothing to do with him being about to die or not. And if he damages something, he would have to pay for that. And on to Mishnah Dalid, if a woman is being brought out to be killed, we don't wait for her to give birth. If she's pregnant, we don't say, let's wait for her to give birth. We kill her with the fetus inside, and that's because her and the child inside are considered like one. However, Yashva ala Mashber, which is the Mishnah's way of saying if she already began to give birth, so then we wait till she actually gives birth to the baby, and that's because once the baby has moved to start coming out, it's considered a separate entity from the mother, and therefore we're going to wait for her to give birth, and only then she's going to be brought to be killed. Now, one more thing about this woman, if a woman was killed, one could benefit from her hair. Now, the chiddush over here is that we know somebody who was killed, that which is on them is asur bana. However, we are allowed to benefit from her hair, and the hair that we're talking about over here is actually referring to a shetel, a peya, a wig, not her hair which is connected to her head, and this is also only when civically stipulates before she is killed, I want you to give my wig to so-and-so. So then she's shown that her wig is not really part of her, and so one can benefit from it and it could be given away. However, behema shenerga, if an animal is killed, for example, if this animal killed somebody else, so bezdin paskin that we have to kill the animal, asur b'hanoya, its hair and anything attached to it is asur b'hano. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.